Over a period of 50 years, beginning remarkably enough when he was already past 40, Leeuwenhoek made almost 200 reports to the Royal Society, all written in Low Dutch, the only tongue of which he was master. He offered no interpretations, but simply the facts of what he had found, accompanied by exquisite drawings. He sent reports on almost everything that could be usefully examined: bread mould, a bee's stinger, blood cells, teeth, hair, his own saliva, excrement, and semen, these last with fretful apologies for their unsavoury nature, nearly all of which had never been seen microscopically before. After he reported finding animalcules in a sample of pepper water in 1676, the members of the Royal Society spent a year, with the best devices English technology could produce, searching for the little animals, before finally getting the magnification right. What Leeuwenhoek had found were protozoa. He calculated that there were 8,280,000 of these tiny beings in a single drop of water, more than the number of people in Holland. The world teemed with life in ways and numbers that no one had previously suspected. Inspired by Leeuwenhoek's fantastic findings, others began to peer into microscopes with such keenness that they sometimes found things that weren't in fact there. One respected Dutch observer, Nicolaus Hartsicker, was convinced he saw tiny preformed men in sperm cells. He called the little beings homunculi, and for some time many people believed that all humans, indeed all creatures, were simply vastly inflated versions of tiny but complete precursor beings. Leeuwenhoek himself occasionally got carried away with his enthusiasms. In one of his least successful experiments, he tried to study the explosive properties of gunpowder by observing a small blast at close range. He nearly blinded himself in the process. In 1683, Leeuwenhoek discovered bacteria, but that was about as far as progress could get for the next century and a half because of the limitations of microscope technology. Not until 1831 would anyone first see the nucleus of a cell. It was found by the Scottish botanist Robert Brown, that frequent but always shadowy visitor to the history of science. Brown, who lived from 1773 to 1858, called it nucleus, from the Latin nucula, meaning little nut or kernel. Not until 1839, however, did anyone realize that all living matter is cellular. It was Theodor Schwann, a German, who had this insight, and it was not only comparatively late, as scientific insights go, but not widely embraced at first. It wasn't until the 1860s and some landmark work by Louis Pasteur in France that it was shown conclusively that life cannot arise spontaneously, but must come from pre-existing cells. The belief became known as the cell theory, and it is the basis of all modern biology.